Some of you had the opportunity to hear me speak about sexual satisfaction earlier this week. And it had to do with newlyweds in particular, while the focus was also on marriages in general. I thought I would bring back a conversation that really took us through both the newlywed phase, actually a breakup phase, and a renewal phase of marriage that took place between Annette and Adam Newcomb. Let's see if we can be refreshed by their account of their experience. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton, Jr. It's good to have you back with us as we are joined by two awesome guests, Miss Annette Newcomb and her husband, Adam Newcomb. And I want you to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you keep that melody that you just heard in the backs of your minds as we talk, because we are going to be talking about love today. I'm telling you, this is about love. So you make sure you have your hearts flowing, flowing in the most mellow mood you've been in the last 2-3 weeks, because this is all going to be about coming together. Annette Newcomb has written a book entitled Hanging On to Hope. She talks about going from marriage to divorce through depression and remarriage. She talks about loss of loved ones. She talks about mental health issues. She paints a picture for us that tells us the story of real life in such a powerful way that I guarantee you this is something that many, many people of all ages are going to be able to benefit from. As I mentioned, we are joined by Annette Newcomb, the author of Hanging On to Hope, and her husband, Adam Newcomb. I tell you what, it is so good to have both of you with us. Hello, and how are you doing today?
Great, Carl. Thank you.
Great, Carl. It's just great. We're doing good today. And again, we appreciate spending time with you this morning and your listeners. We thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we are all in for just a wonderful time. I want to ask you first, Annette, how you decided that writing a book would become part of the equation of your life?
Wow, that's a good question. Actually, I have to give Adam a lot of credit because he just kept kind of really encouraging me and really kept bugging me, if I want to be honest about it. He just kept telling me, you have a story that you need to tell and you really need to get this out there because people really need to hear it. And I just kept kind of putting it off. And the more he just kept bugging me about it, I just kept going, okay, I will try and write this down. And it's hard to really talk about it without going into the mental health aspect of it, because I was still kind of dealing with my depression and my anxiety and not really even knowing that I was dealing with a bipolar disorder. And it wasn't until I kind of got through the properly diagnosed with that and going through, I was actually in a manic phase of that, where I was able to have kind of the creativity, I guess, and kind of the drive to start just writing all of that down. And I kind of went through a phase of that where I wrote a huge chunk of the first part of the book of that. And then what happens in a bipolar disorder, when you go through a manic phase, after that you go through a depressive phase. And he kept telling me, you got to write this down. And I'm like, I can't even get out of bed, let alone write this down. And it wasn't until then we got properly diagnosed and I went on medication that then I was able to, after that, finished the whole second part of it. And so it was a couple-year process of me being able to write this all down. And then, so I never really had an intention of really doing it, but it was really through his encouragement, seeing all that we had gone through in our marriage and divorce. But then when we realized really the scope of my entire life, of what I had, several things that I had gone through that you mentioned, the loss of loved ones, I'd gone through a cancer experience, things that we'd gone through bringing up our children. He's like, you have so many things that you could write down and really offer people hope, not just of what we'd been through in our marriage and divorce, but so many other things, because you really need to try and write all that down. And so I really have to give him a lot of credit, because he is the one that encouraged me to do it.
And that's such a valid point that you make, Annette, about your husband's role in the existence of this book. And Adam, one of the things that really amazes me and impresses me about your role in all this is how you were saying to your wife, whom you love so dearly, sweetheart, you've been through so much. But at the same time, while it's true that your wife had been through so much, you too had been through a lot.
Yes, Carl. And you have a couple, 3-4 hour show that we could share that. I got a lot of problems, Carl, and I've had a lot of things to deal with. But thankfully, during the majority of that time, not only has the Lord watched over me in my relationship with Him, but Annette has just been incredible, loving me more than probably loving me is putting up with me, and the things that I've had to go through, whether it be a loss of a job or problems being a father to my son. The list could go on and on. But again, we haven't finished the race, and we're still going through things. We're still learning, but yet we're doing this together in the strength of the Lord. So
that togetherness is so awesome. I listened to the two of you. I've had the fortune of having read the book, but I also listened to the two of you, and it's almost like we can literally hear oneness. It's not like there are two people who happen to share the same name, same last name, share the same home, but live two different lives. It's as though we can hear that your life has become and is continuing to become one life. The two have become one flesh. And it is so remarkable to hear the love, the passion, the mutual admiration that you have for each other. And
I really appreciate that, Carl, because that truly is a miracle that the Lord did. Because if you would have told me, it's just over 5 years ago that I filed for divorce from this man who's now sitting right next to me. And if you would have told me at that time that this was possible, I would have told you you were absolutely crazy. I mean, I was absolutely certain I would never have anything to do with this man again. And it is truly by God's grace and His miracles that He worked through both of us that we were able to sit here today. Now, I'm not going to tell you that didn't take an awful lot of hard work to get to where we are today, but that was one of the reasons that I wanted to write the book, was to let people know that there is hope, that you, when you seem like you're in an absolutely hopeless marriage or hopeless situation, you think there is no way. There is a way, because God can see you through to the other side of that. And what's waiting for you on the other side of that is more than you could possibly imagine what it can be. But people give up on that way too early and think, you know, the grass is greener on the other side, or this is just too much for me to handle. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Yet if you just kind of persevere and put in the hard work and trust that the Lord can get you through the other side of that, what awaits for you the other side is just more than I could have possibly imagined, really.
Dream come true. Tell us how the dream started. How did you two meet?
I was just graduating from high school, and I was going to a church in our just in our neighborhood there, and Adam was in college, and he had come to our church to work as an intern in the summer in our youth department there. And our youth pastor introduced me to him and said, you know, this is Adam. He's going to come work for us during the summer while he's, you know, home from college. And we developed a friendship that summer. And and he really changed the course of my life. I talk about this in the book. I was just graduating from college. I had my heart set on I was going to go. I was accepted to UCLA. We grew up in Southern California, and I was going to go and be a lawyer and go to law school, and I had my course, you know, life course set. And I met him that summer and worked with him with the high school group, and I had never seen anybody just love on people and love on students with, you know, a Christ-like love like I had never seen. And I thought, wow, I want to be involved with something like that. And he, at the end of that summer, went back to college, and I stayed there and started going to school and working for an attorney and realized this isn't really what I want to do. I want to be involved in something like that. And so I stopped going to UCLA and got really involved in my church and in the youth ministry. And he and I remained friends for about 3 years. And then it wasn't until then that we started dating each other. And we got married 5 years after was the time that we first started dating.
So this was not a love at first sight situation.
Actually, I think it was for me. He actually dated a few girls in between that period of time. But yeah, I think it was good because we had developed a really strong, we were best friends, I would say, for several years before we actually dated each other. And so I think that was great because we had a really strong friendship before we actually ever dated each other.
Mm. And that made a
Carl?
Big, yes, sir.
Carl, I just have to tell you that I was stupid, all right? I missed the boat on so many occasions there that I almost missed out on that one. But thankfully, I came to my senses.
So what caused the light to come on for you?
Well, you know, Annette loves people. And her love for people, her just the glow on her face, you look into her eyes, her faithfulness to the Lord, her wanting to serve and just be used of the Lord in any way, shape, or form is just something that is so awesome to see, and it is so attractive. And at that point, I was planning to go into full-time ministry. And so the light came on and said, you know what? You need a partner that loves me, loves the Lord. And again, Carl, I came to my senses, and the Lord worked a good thing.
That is just remarkable. And sometimes it does take a while for one or both partners, both people to see, okay, yeah, you know what? Right here in front of me is the one I need to be with.
Exactly. Story of my life, Carl.
So during that time, Annette, were you beginning to have any questions about whether marriage would ever become part of the equation? Were you start thinking about giving up on that? Or were you just saying, you know, it's just going to take some time?
No, I wasn't really giving up on it. Like I said, he and I were just really good friends. And so I was busy, you know, doing other things and really working, really involved in the youth ministry at my church. And he was, you know, back and forth finishing school. And so it was just something that, you know, I was young. You know, I was just short of 23 when we got married. So I was, you know, young, really busy working in the ministry of my church and really involved in things. And so it wasn't like I was in a big rush to get married or anything. And like I said, I was only just shy of 18 when I first met him. So it wasn't like I was in any big hurry or anything. And so, like I said, I really focused on our friendship that we had when we were first met each other. And so that was important to me that, you know, we were really good friends. And so I just let that develop.
Really good friends. It took a little while, ladies and gentlemen, but wow, did it pay off. Our guests, Annette Newcomb and Adam Newcomb. We'll be right back.